1015thehawk.com.
We've got a guest in the studio this morning, Anastasia. Her name is Amanda Mummerkett, friend of the show for a long time, almost part of the show for a couple of years. She seemed like she was here like at least once a week for something because she does so many things. This time we're talking NSCC Straight Area Campus or the NSCC as a whole.
NSCC as a whole.
As a whole, but you're at the Straight Area Campus.
I am, yes.
And 25 years. Tell me about what the celebration is about.
Yeah, so this year, this fiscal year, 21-22, is NSCC's 25th anniversary across the province of Nova Scotia. And, I mean, of course, we have a longer history than that. People here would remember the CRVS school that was located next to the Civic Center. But really, this year marks the 25th year that we became NSCC and the Community Colleges Act was proclaimed. So it's kind of the current modern form of our institution, and it's also when we became a board-governed educational institution. So it's a really great reason to kind of celebrate with our students, with our staff and faculty, and our industry and community partners, because we're wanting to look back and kind of think forward this year on the tremendous impact the college has had in our communities.
So what are we thinking, when we look back, what are we looking back at?
Yeah, so, you know, what we've been encouraging people to do is kind of celebrate, you know, their NSCC journey with us. So how it started and how it's going moments using the hashtag NSCC25. And if you do that, you'll have a chance to win monthly prizes. And kind of, you know, we've seen some posts already come up where it shows how NSCC has contributed to a person's kind of growth and development and their progress in their career because of their time at the college. Of course, we love to see the old photos next to the new photos too. That's always lots of fun. So I'd really encourage people to take to social media and tell some of their stories about the college and how it's impacted them.
Now, is this anybody that's gone to any of the colleges, any of the campuses, as long as it was under the NSCC umbrella?
Yeah, exactly. And there's 13 campuses across the province, so lots and lots and lots of alumni out there.
Very true. I know a lot of people that have gone to NSCC that have been around NSCC.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that if you came from a different part of the province or you went to a different part of the province to go to school and then returned, you can still use that hashtag NSCC25.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, any part of the province, and because this really is a province-wide celebration. NSCC is unique in that regard in terms of our post-secondary institutions. We have a very large footprint across the province, so we take a deep dive into each community, you know, so lots to celebrate.
So when people are talking about winning prizes, or you're talking about winning prizes, can you give me a hint of what type of prizes we're talking
Absolutely
about?
Absolutely not. I can't let that cat out of the bag. What?
I tried for you. I tried. See, I'm not an NSCC alumni, so I can't win anyways, but I tried for you. What else do you want to talk about? We talk about looking forward?
Yeah, so this week, so celebrations, I guess I should say, kicked off kind of officially internally at the campus on October 25th, but they'll really begin here on November 4th, because we are going to get together on campus that day with some lunchtime music and giveaways for students and staff on campus. Then we're going to be heading to the Civic Center at 3 p.m. for flag raising. So we've got a specific kind of brand and logo that we've developed as a college to celebrate our 25th anniversary. So you'll see that flag going up at the Civic Center at 3 p.m. on November 4th. And happy to say that Mayor Brenda and our principal, Vivek Saxena, are going to say a few words. So that'll be really lovely. And, you know, I think it's really important to kind of remember, too, that this isn't just about celebrating our educational focus, but kind of allows us to look forward, ensuring that, you know, our principles around equity and diversity and inclusion are at the heart of all we do. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start that flag raising ceremony with a smudging to acknowledge and to honor the presence that we've had in Mi'kmaq communities and the great the great traditions that they've brought to our campus as well. And so, you know, we've built that relationship with our Mi'kmaq partners over 25 years, and really happy to be able to kind of reflect on that and to make sure that it continues to be part of our initiatives going forward. And, you know, for the Straight Area Campus, I also have to say, you know, yes, we're definitely celebrating this 25 years, but of course, we're also home of the Nautical Institute.
Yes.
And that institution goes back over a history of 145 years.
Really? That long?
It's a long, long time.
Just robos then, were they?
Yeah, robos.
Things of the oars?
No.
Not a nautical person.
No, you're definitely not. So, stop talking. The nautical wasn't always located here in the Strait. Okay. We did move here, though. So, yeah. But in the province, we've had 140.
Did it get shipped here? I had you. I'm sorry. I had you. We're talking with Amanda Mumbacat this morning from the NSCC Strait Area campus. Forgive me on this one. I do want to ask you one thing about the campus itself, though. How is the residence up over there? Is it completed? Is it done? Has it been done for a while?
Like, beautiful. It opened for as a residence in September of this year.
So okay.
It is full.
It's full?
It was oversubscribed, I think you could say. Ooh. within a very short period of time. So it's definitely been a big hit with our students. And it's just fantastic. It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
Yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what else is happening at the NSCC then? I guess we're looking back and thinking forward. I want to get the slogan right. Looking back, thinking forward, and we're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, we're going to kick things off for the Strait Area campus on November 4th, mm-hmm. but we're really looking as a campus community of celebrating at least once a month. So December through to April, we're going to do things like maybe some Christmas tree decorating, some food bank drives, some staff recognition, industry engagement, and a community cleanup in the spring, and potentially some other activities. So, definitely people should stay tuned. All of our staff members, too, have been invited if they so choose to order a free blue t-shirt. So if you see us out at community events, watch for the blue is what I would say, because we're going to be painting it blue as much as we can this winter.
She is Amanda Mumbacat from the NSCC Strait Area campus. As well, she wears a lot of other hats. While you're here, I might as well just put it out to you. You got anything else you want to talk about? Warden? Do you want to talk about anything else, Warden?
No.
Why call you Warden at home?
No, but it's a good idea.
All right. No, it's not. I know he's listening right now. He's like, Scott, don't do that. Is there anything else you would like to talk about? I'll give you the open floor for a second.
No, I think that's great for today, right. But don't worry. I'll be back.
I know you will. She's Amanda Mumbacat, friend of the show. She'll be here all the time because she's got information to share with us at least once a week. We could have like a Amanda segment every week.
There you go.
It could happen. Olivia Rodrigo right now. Good for you from 101.5. Uh-huh.